Hello and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Catalina Albanu and this week we're going to be looking at live streaming from mobile phones. GoStream is an ABC News initiative announced at the beginning of December to give its journalists the ability to stream live video from their mobile devices using an app called LiveView. A curated live stream is available on the ABC News website, as well as the outlet's mobile apps and on Apple TV. Doug Vance, Vice President of Product at ABC News, explains how the idea for GoStream came about.
You know, we've been focusing on live video here at ABC News on our digital platforms really for about the last 2.5 years. We launched a big multi-stream live initiative in the summer of 2012, leading up to the U.S. presidential election. In November of 2012, we saw such great results during that time where users really wanted to have access to multiple live streams during campaign events, political rallies, things like that, that we started extending our live coverage really around the world in this multi-stream way whenever there was a big event happening. And so GoStream, again, which we just announced last week, is, I think, an extension of that. It's a way to allow our journalists and producers in the field to quickly pull out their phones, start streaming what they're seeing without the need to spin up a big production crew or to create on-air graphics or anything like that. It would be, you know, maybe a more traditional television news experience. This is something that is a bit raw and very immediate and something we think our users are clamoring for.
One GoStream was filmed by ABC News journalists in Staten Island in New York last week from the scene where Eric Garner was put in a chokehold by an NYPD officer in July. ABC News interviewed residents about their reaction to the grand jury decision not to indict the officer as the news spread in the neighborhood. The team decided to use GoStream to get the story on air rather than wait for the satellite truck to arrive at the scene. But GoStream could provide ABC News with other types of footage as well.
More traditional hard news, I think, suits this technology very well. When we have journalists on the ground who are kind of gaining access to people or places that, again, it may not be appropriate to bring a full camera crew. I think, you know, that said, aside from hard news, we also have been testing this and have been using it in kind of less traditional scenarios. Like last week, for example, one of the first ghost streams that we had up on our digital platforms was a behind-the-scenes view of an Amazon.com fulfillment center in California the day after Cyber Monday. So that's not really a traditional hard news story, but I think it was a way for us to give our users access to a place that was kind of unique and let our journalists roam around the fulfillment facility to see, well, what really happens the day after, you know, there's this massive e-commerce wave of orders placed online. So I think that was a pretty interesting example. We also, I think that same day, we had a behind-the-scenes tour of the White House after they unveiled their holiday decorations. It's obviously a big story every year. And so using a simple phone allowed our journalists to really roam around the White House in a little bit more unencumbered and a little bit more casual of a way to give users access again to this place that they know so much or have heard so much about the White House, and obviously in a kind of a fun and festive scenario like a holiday decoration unveiling.
GoStream has been trialed for a couple of months before its official launch. It has been used for coverage of the protests in Ferguson in November, as well as for reporting on the Ebola outbreak in Liberia. ABC News will be hiring an editor to manage GoStream, who will be tasked with finding those cases where access with a TV crew might prove difficult, but a smartphone would be allowed. And as more media organizations start using mobile phones to get footage and pictures from the scene of a story, how has live streaming been used so far? In the UK, Sky News is one of the outlets that have been experimenting with mobile reporting. Correspondent Nick Martin has been using a smartphone for news gathering for about 5 years, and says Sky News often streams live video from mobile phones.
So I'm standing in our office now and I'm looking down and I'm seeing a Land Rover with a satellite on it, I'm seeing a car with a satellite on it and a big satellite truck. Each one has its own camera, each one has its own editing capabilities, each one comes with its own built-in internet. A huge amount of very expensive firepower that we have at our disposal as correspondents here in the UK working for Sky News. And that's all great. In fact, that is our preferred technology because it's tried and tested. But there are sometimes the stories where you don't want a big camera crew. You want to try and keep relatively low profile. in riots, in public disorder, or in places where you need to be sensitive, when you can use that technology, which is smaller and more compact, to still get what you want, but not having all the big crew considerations that we have.
For example, Sky News broadcast live from an iPhone in Peru from the trial of two British women accused of cocaine smuggling in 2013. Martin says using smartphones for live video links is also a good way to get audiences in the middle of the action.
In stories where it's hard to get crews, so on the Thames in February during the flooding, I was able to self-cast, put an iPhone on the end of a pole, rig up a microphone and walk through the water on my own, talking to people, doing lives in boats, bringing live broadcasting right to the heart of the story. It doesn't really get any closer than that. And that's what this kind of technology is enabling us to do. But it's taken an awful long time to perfect the kind of technology that we build around what is just a smartphone.
So what makes a good live stream, and what should reporters keep in mind when setting one up?
Well, there are sort of three fundamental things that you need to nail in order to make this successful, good quality for broadcast. The first thing you really need to sort out is the stability of the shot. In its simplest terms, you would hold a mobile phone in your hand and point it at the story, and it would be shaky, and it would probably look like it had been shot by a member of the public. So the first thing we tried to do was add stability to our shots. We can use tripods, mounting iPhones on tripods, or we can mount them on gorilla pods and wrap them around lampposts and magnetize them to walls and stick them to cars. That's adding stability to the shot, so that's one layer of professionalism already sorted. The next thing, and it also happens to begin with an S, is sound. The sound off the iPhone is fine, but if you're wanting to speak to an eyewitness, or you're wanting to stand in front of the camera yourself, you need to sort out the sound, and we have all sorts of abilities now to hook up radio mics, professional microphones, so that the sound is good quality. And then the third one, which is also an S, is sending. We need to figure out how we can send this material from our phone to the base to be broadcast. And those three things are really, in my view, the fundamental pillars of successful mobile broadcasting: stability, getting the sound right, and the ability to do something with the material from your phone so that we can get it on the TV. And that really is something that Sky News has spent 4 or 5 years now refining to the stage where we have that process in order now, so that when a story happens and a reporter gets to the scene, they can offer up material and content very quickly, almost instantaneously. We can be live in 60 seconds, and the viewer is getting good quality pictures at the same time.
Aside from the three S's highlighted by Martin, there are also other aspects of smartphone reporting journalists should keep in mind when setting up a live stream. One of these is making sure no one rings your phone in the middle of a live stream, potentially causing your connection to drop. One way to avoid this is to forward your calls for the duration of the live stream. Mark Settle, smartphone trainer at the BBC, explains what other technical aspects could trip reporters up.
You're going to need a decent connection. Using an app to see how fast the connection you've got is an absolute no-brainer. You've got to make sure that you can get as much speed as you possibly can. And then you're going to need a lot of battery, because any kind of live streaming is going to really, really run down your device. And also, you need to be particularly aware about the amount of data that you're going to use. Because if you're abroad and you need to do some kind of live streaming from that great story where you weren't expecting it to happen and you've got your smartphone with you, you could get through hundreds, possibly thousands of megabytes of data in maybe 20 minutes or half an hour, and that could cost you an absolute fortune. And so I think that the three really important considerations are good connectivity, good battery, but also the amount of data that you might be using up.
He says the number of complications that come with live streaming video from a smartphone might outweigh the benefits.
The kind of story that a journalist is going to be at where it's big enough to get on air, but they only have their smartphone to do it from, still aren't that many of those. And so I think for that reason, until the technology improves and also more 4G in better locations and smartphones with better batteries, I think compared to all the other wonderful things that a smartphone can do, it's not quite the paramount aspect of the smartphone training that I do. Having said that, what I've just said is applicable mostly to video. In terms of audio, where obviously you need a lot less bandwidth to broadcast in good quality, audio has been much more successful across the BBC using an app called Lucy Live. Lucy Live is an app that is the equivalent of portable ISDN. So rather than previously with ISDN, you had to be at the place where the ISDN point had been put in, Lucy Live gives you the portability to be wherever you are with your smartphone and have broadcast quality transmission.
But Lucy Live comes with a rather big price tag. It currently costs about £220 on the App Store. What other alternatives are out there for reporters who might want to stream but aren't prepared to invest this much in an app just yet? Skype is a free option, and Settle also recommends Bamboozer, which is available for free for a 2-week trial if you'd like to try your hand at live video streaming.
Bamboozer was one of the first live streaming apps on the market. It also records locally on your device at the same time as live streaming, whereas Skype is just direct live streaming. With Bamboozer, you're also recording it onto your device. If you're using something like Bamboozer, you're going to be filling up your phone as well at the same time as streaming. So that's a consideration, because if your phone's already got a lot of extra material on it, before long, you'll have put a whole load of extra megabytes as well. Another one called Quik, which is Q-I-K. That's another big one in the marketplace. I think of the ones on the market, I think certainly Bamboozer is perhaps the market leader and certainly worth investigating. Also for audio, things like Reportit is another very well-regarded app on iOS, and another one called Tyline. So if you can investigate those kind of ones, then they may give you the kind of options that you're after compared to Lucy Live, which is probably going to be out of the price range of most people.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Catalina Albano.